Groove 93 WMPZ, good morning and welcome to Caring for the Community, brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. This morning we'll discuss healthy eating, and this morning our guests are Brian Jones and Andrea Nguyen. How are you both this morning?
Doing well, thank
Wonderful,
you.
Thanks.
Well, thank you both for being here. Now, the holidays are in the air, which probably means you have treats and big holiday meals around every corner, but a new year is quickly approaching too, so you might be thinking ahead about what you're eating and how it's affecting your health. So if you're looking to set some goals to eat healthier next year, but aren't really sure what that looks like, then you'll want to pay close attention to what our guests today have to say. With us to discuss healthy eating are, once again, Andrea Nguyen and Brian Jones from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. And Brian is a registered dietitian and nutritionist case manager, and Andrea oversees the population health department for the company's Medicare Advantage members. Andrea, Brian, welcome to the show once again. Thank you so much for being here. And yes, we are getting to that time of year. You know, when January comes, everyone wants to start that, you know, that healthy thing. And, you know, maybe by January 15th, we're back to whatever we were doing before that. But we talk about healthy eating, and a lot of people are getting into the vegan thing. So, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, several things and getting healthy and what we need to do. So is there one perfect diet for general health or disease prevention, Andrea?
Oh, Magic, thanks again for having us. No, there is not any perfect diet for your general health or disease prevention, but you do want to make sure that you have a diet that is flexible and you incorporate, you know, things that are nutritious and good for you. And you have to look at, can you afford it? Is the food available?
Yes.
And also taking into consideration, people may have religious beliefs or cultural, you know, preferences. Mm-hmm. So really, no, there's not any perfect diet.
Okay. So can I use food to prevent certain health conditions and diseases? Because there are certain foods that, you know, would help us prevent that.
Most definitely. And there's also other things that, you know, help as well. But for the diets, a plant-based diet is highly recommended. But you also want to add in physical activity, mm-hmm. and, you know, having exercise, weight loss, and other lifestyle changes help with that. And you must stick with it. Something that is easy for you to do. But getting the right rest and then also reducing stress.
Okay. Now, I mentioned the vegetarian or vegan thing. Does that mean that you have to become a vegetarian or a vegan?
I'll take that one. This is okay. A good question and one we get a lot. Actually, a couple years ago, the dietary guidelines for the first time told us that we need to focus on more of a plant-based diet. Mm-hmm. We find in other countries that do have their plates revolve around the plant-based part of their meals, mm-hmm. they have lower disease risk. So we won't get into the specific details, but that doesn't mean that you can't have any meat on your plate. It's okay. Just making the vegetables and the beans and the grains more the highlight of the meal rather than your animal-based protein.
Okay, so I can't just watch the cholesterol I eat to be healthy. It has to be a little bit more than that.
No, and that was something that we do talk about a lot. Cholesterol was really big in the 70s and 80s and even into the 90s that we all watched how much cholesterol food had, and if it had too much, we didn't eat it. More current research has shown that the amount of cholesterol in the food doesn't really necessarily correlate to what your blood cholesterol levels are. Mm-hmm. With that said, there are plenty of healthy foods that are high in cholesterol, such as eggs. We used to say one a day. Now we can be a little more liberal with that. We watch other things, such as saturated fat content of the food and how much nutrient density is in that food.
So you're saying healthy eating doesn't have to be hard, because that's what most people say. Like, it's just so hard to eat healthy. It's so easy to grab the bad things. You know, it doesn't have to be hard. Is that what you're telling us?
That is correct. A lot of our lifestyles is at a high, fast pace, and so we have the convenience of fast food or either prepared meals in the freezer section. It's just basically making sure that you eat in moderation, those type of things, but also going back to the fresh vegetables and, you know, grains and variety of things on your plate.
Yeah, and I'll just add to that. I like to say okay. It's not about taking away things. Mm-hmm. It's about adding things, adding good things. You might have heard the adage that you make half your plate full of fruits and vegetables. And it sounds very simple, but there's a lot of truth to that. If you're filling up with high nutrient value foods that have lots of vitamins and minerals and fiber, you're going to eat less of the less nutrient dense food.
Okay, so is it better to eat three big meals or several small meals a day? Because I've heard that, you know, you turn on your furnace if you eat more the smaller meals all throughout the day.
I think that either plan can fit into a healthy lifestyle. It's more important to know how much you're eating at each of those meals. If you're sitting down and eating six huge meals throughout the day, eating frequently doesn't help anything at all. However, if you're doing small snacks throughout the day that are full of fruits and vegetables, good amount of protein, getting your dairy servings in, it doesn't really matter that you're eating them all at once, as long as you're still using moderation.
Okay, because it's harder for some people to do those smaller meals all day long. So is it okay, though, to do those three meals and still maintain, you know, your healthy weight? Would that still be okay?
Absolutely. And in fact, there are a few health conditions that we do recommend smaller meals throughout the day. But for most healthy adults, three meals a day, if they're spaced out correctly, are perfectly fine and can promote good overall health and a healthy weight.
Well, let me ask a question. Let me throw a question in there, because a lot of people are going to. Well, let me ask this. What's the difference between being a vegan and a vegetarian?
Good question. So we were talking about plant-based diets, and you don't have to be either a vegan or vegetarian to follow a plant-based diet, as I alluded to earlier. But if you do choose, a vegetarian still consumes milk and eggs and things that are made by an animal.
Okay.
Vegans choose to abstain from animal meat, of course, and then also anything that comes from an animal. Some vegans even restrict honey, because our bee friends help with that, and they restrict that as well. And that's from person to person if they decide to do that.
Okay. I mean, I've just, you know, recently a lot of people are going toward the plant-based diets. And, you know, I know that some people are just maybe just trying it to see if there's something that they can do.
Yeah.
Maybe not all of them, you know, succeed in becoming a vegetarian or vegan, but a lot of people are giving it a try. And I would imagine that it's hard if you're accustomed to eating meat, because like someone that I know that's trying to do it, like, I guess they're, do you call it withdrawal? I don't know. they get headaches, and, you know, or they're hungry. Like, how does someone succeed in that? I mean, do you have a vegan partner or someone that can help you along? How does someone succeed in trying to become a vegan, vegetarian, or start on a plant-based diet if that's something that you haven't done before and you don't really know what to do, what to look for, what to shop for when you're going, you know, to the market to get the things that you need to, you know, to be successful in making it easy for you?
Mm-hmm. That's a common issue when you are trying to change your diet, and not just with focusing on becoming a vegan or a vegetarian, following that type of diet. Any diet, you need to make sure it's going to be sustainable for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a statistic out that there are far more vegetarians that tried it than there are actually people that follow a vegetarian diet currently, and the same goes for a vegan lifestyle. That doesn't mean that you don't pick up some good tools when you try out these diets and bring them into your everyday life, but many people choose to go back to a more traditional diet that has animal-based products in it. To your point, you do need some help when you start changing a diet so drastically. Because we all know, if our moms and our dads have taught us to cook a certain way,
right,
we incorporate meat into our meals. It's the star of the meal, as I talked about earlier. Getting somebody that knows how to make a flavorful, healthy, filling meal can go a long way. So find a vegan or vegetarian cookbook, subscribing to magazines that have new ideas for different seasons if you're trying to incorporate more plant-based items. And then, you know, we have the lovely internet where you can reach out to communities that can give you some guidance.
Because that was one of the big issues, that, you know, some of the substitutions are maybe not so tasty.
Yeah.
They could also go to our Blue Cross Blue Shield website at bcbstwelltuned.com for some recipes and tips from local chefs on using produce that is in season.
Okay. And then I would suggest, you know, that's probably something you don't want to start by yourself. You know, just like a workout partner, I would say get yourself a vegetarian, vegan partner, or someone who's, you know, who knows about it and can help you. And I know that there are like vegan restaurants and places that they that a lot of the people go where they can help you, and you know, you don't have to like not know what you're doing and not have some help with being able to succeed if that's what you really want to do. So that's what I would suggest. I'm not there yet, but you know, that's what I would suggest if that's something you want to try. So what questions should I be asking my doctor about eating?
I think the biggest thing you should ask your doctor is just ask them. I work with a lot of members through Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I'll inquire as to what diet are you on, what has your doctor recommended, and they can't remember, or they said they haven't been told. And I know a lot of physicians, and I know that they probably do have a recommendation for their patients. So open that conversation with your doctor and ask them what they recommend. If you need further information, they could maybe refer you to a dietitian for more specific information. But open the conversation and ask them, ask, because not everybody has just one health condition. You might have multiples, and they would have better advice for you.
Okay. And what's the one best piece of nutritional advice that you can give?
Well, I've talked so much about eating your vegetables, so to speak. I'll harp on that for one more minute. You've heard your mom tell you to eat your vegetables, and it's very true. But in the South, that needs a little asterisk too. Mm-hmm. Vegetables, in addition, not that they're bad foods, but in addition to your corn and your potatoes and your beans, you need the other vegetables too. So keep that in mind. And I would say,
find a lot of leafy green vegetables that we need to eat.
Any color, like okay. I say, it's your peppers, your tomatoes, what we call non-starchy vegetables. We find that Americans don't get enough of those. They contain so many nutrients. And they can be inexpensive, especially if you're buying them in season or frozen and other varieties that are less expensive. To tack on to that, we also want to have something that's sustainable. So if you're going to start a diet, if you want to eat better, try to find something that you can sustain, not something that you're going to, you know, jump off of in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. So this is for both of you, Andrea and Brian. Just any final words that you'd like to give our audience on healthy eating, or just anything else that you would like to add today?
Yes, with the holiday season approaching, and we will have plentiful food while we are with our family or friends. Mm-hmm. Portion control is the hardest.
Yes.
It tastes so good. And so if we can, you know, moderate, you know, how much that we actually are taking in, we can still enjoy. And, you know, the green leafy vegetables, be open-minded. Try it, and you might like it.
All right. Brian?
I have to piggyback on that. Okay. Food is important to us. It's part of our culture. We celebrate with food. We mourn with food. So if it's not fun for you anymore, then you're on the wrong diet plan. Try to make it exciting and challenge yourself to try new things and keep it interesting.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you both so much for joining us today. And everybody keep that in mind. You know, the holidays are hard. You know, it's right there. But, you know, we have to make those good decisions, you know, great choices, even though I know it's 15 cakes in front of us. You know, we still have to try to do the right thing. And, you know, we all have to try to do a little better. And January's coming. So at least by then, hopefully, you know, if we get into the gym and do what we need to do and make those better choices and eat healthier for 2018. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you,
Thank you for having us.
All right. You've been listening to Caring for the Community, brought to you by Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Tennessee, and Groove 93.